This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
This show may contain strong language or adult themes. Listener discretion is advised. There is nothing wrong with your radio. We are controlling transmission. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limit frequency.
Good evening, my name is Sam.
My name is Ricardo.
And this is the Outer Limit Frequency.
At what point does homage become rehash? When does impersonation become parody? Considering how often different artists pay tribute to their own cherished heroes, it's the kind of thing you end up thinking about quite often, especially for those of us who aren't music journalism adjacent, like Sam and I. We love it when musicians fangirl out about their favourite music, but there comes a point when it feels like they're just cosplaying as it. So this episode is all about those moments, when an artist slips on another costume for a cheeky tip of the hat before reverting back to their original forms, just in time for Halloween too. Now please, whatever you do, don't take anything we say here too seriously, it's just a bit of harmless fun. No need for hurt feelings if we end up dunking on one of your favourites, because we'll be dunking on a number of ours too. And as a final point of clarification, we aren't looking at artists who have just jacked their entire shtick for another act. That's right, no airborne hairs, you can just go ahead and unclench your butt cheeks and relax.
AMH, which stands for Adam and the Metal Hawks, have made a name for themselves due to social media, in particular TikTok, which just shows how much the world has changed. The name they've made is largely due to the vocal skill of frontman Adam Ezagelian, who was also an American Idol finalist, just to add to his very modern rise to significance. The thing that stood out to me first about these guys was two things. One, they are really young for how skilled they are, and two, they did a cover of a Tenacious D song where Adam sounded almost identical to Jack Black. And much of their music does just remind me of Jack Black because of his voice, but there's more to him than that. The dude has some serious range. The song Hey Hey Mama instantly sounds like it's going to be either a Led Zeppelin cover or a tribute, but it's only those three words where they really sound like Zeppelin. For the rest of the song, it's eerily similar to Motley Crue. Went into this entry expecting to show them sounding like Tenacious D, leaving you with Motley Crue. Enjoy.
Let's send the swing of the hips and sing it. Hey, mama, yeah, yeah.
Canada's Black Mountain are one of those retro-type rock bands who wear their influences proudly on their sleeves. Deep Purple, Blue Cheer, Black Sabbath, probably a few bands without colours in their name. But Stephen McBean and co. seem especially fond of Pink Floyd, and I don't mean that in an abstract sense. The Wall-era Floyd has clearly played a big part in the band's sound, but on at least one occasion this emulation has a curious side effect. I can't hear the chorus of the track Defector without transposing the lyrics from Pink Floyd's Young Lust onto it. The resemblance is a little uncanny. Maybe it was accidental. But the rest of Black Mountain's discography says otherwise. This is a band that sometimes makes song titles by jamming two of their favourite artists' names together. Isn't that right? Florian Sorcerer Attack. Now, luckily for us, Defector is still a very cool song in its own right once you can get past the cognitive dissonance of it all. And let's not pretend the Black Mountain are alone in doing this by any stretch. I nearly did this exact same spiel about the song Lay My Head Down by Band of Skulls. Different song, but the same idea. It must be really hard not to copy certain bands.
Smile, ain't fooling. For all that road that's hanged up to your head, circumcised and deputies of confusion.
Joe, pronounced like J-O-E, spelled D-J-O, is the musical project of actor-slash-musician Joe Keery, and it's way better than I expected. So many actor-slash-musicians are rather limited when it comes to their music, but Joe Keery's pretty good. Originally a part of psychedelic rock band Post Animal, Keery went solo with Joe so that he could experiment even more, and experiment he has done. The whole shtick is very 70s and 80s post-pop in parts, leaning more post-punk in other parts, and of course is largely psychedelic goodness. His second solo album, Decide, released earlier this year and is, well, worth checking out. The song Gloom also just screams Devo, so there's that too.
Not that you ever would think to do so, or ever should, but let's for argument's sake say you create an artistic scale with Metallica on one end and Alaskan alt-rockers Portugal the Man on the other. Weird, I know, but stick with me. If such a scale existed, what would the middle point on that spectrum sound like? Or perhaps, even more pressingly, what the hell am I on about? Well, let's say this isn't a hypothetical scenario. Because in 2021, Portugal the Man contributed a song to the gargantuan Metallica Love Fest that was The Blacklist, an all-star tribute to the metal icon's legendarily divisive Black Album. And for reasons I still don't fully understand, their cover of Don't Tread on Me sounds like Melvins. Grinding off-kilter riffs, lurching bass and drums, even the OTT-lailed vocals sound eerily like King Buzzo. And putting the toy piano sound in the intro is such a stroke of subversive sabotage that it would fit Melvins right down to the ground. More of this, please. We'll be right back.
I've spoken at length about Battle Beast before and have made it pretty clear that I think their frontwoman, Nora Luhemo, is absolutely bloody fantastic. The woman has such immense power behind her voice and such a unique range of styles that it can be hard to pick exactly who she sounds like. In general, I would say that Battle Beast is reminiscent of the new wave of British heavy metal, in particular Judas Priest. But the very first song of theirs I heard, Black Ninja, had me thinking something completely different. Because in this song, Nora Luhemo transforms her voice from sweet to Ronnie James Dio. And ever since, I've always thought of her as the female answer to Ronnie James Dio. And considering he was one of the greatest vocalists to ever live, I would consider that a compliment.
ATL hip-hop legends Outkast fizzled out in the mid-2000s, like most people, I was willing to bet that Andre 3000 would go on to be the breakout star of the group. It seemed like easy money, what with his quirky and colourful persona and all. Which would leave Big Boy as the, air quote, other one, the runner-up, the Marty Jannetty, if you will. So here in the year 2022, I have no problem admitting that I was wrong. Andre has kept pretty darn quiet, yet to even release a single album of material. Yet here we have Big Boy out here working with a chip on his shoulder, proving he was the underrated member the whole time. Since the release of his debut album, he's been absolutely killing it too. And I think a large part of Big Boy's charm these days is his willingness to try something new. Like how he has a track from his third album called Chocolate, which does an impersonation of the Black Eyed Peas that is so on point, I'm sure even Will.i.am was confused. And there were no Fergies in sight, so people are less likely to crap all over it, so I guess that's something. Now, club-style bangers may not be what the show is generally about, but just be cool about it. Be more like Big Boy. Embrace the unfamiliar. This is Chocolate.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
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 Chocolate. Chocolate. Chocolate.
Yeah.
Chocolate. Chocolate. Hey, just cashed a check. And I'm about to blow it all on chocolate. Yeah, I'm about to blow it all on chocolate. Sweet tooth, baby, make that dollar stretch. Chocolate. 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 Chocolate.
I feel my sweet tooth acting up. All I need is you to go ahead, back it up. Plenty paper sack brown, yeah, I'm black enough. Never holler man down, cause we're standing up. Standing rock, she pretty D. Stay litty, little nigga, is you shitting me? Off the Hennessy and Tito's, we go hard in the paint like a nigga make a free throw. All I need is you to go ahead, back it up. All I need is you to go ahead, back it up. All I need is you to go ahead, back it up. Back it up, back it up, back it up, back it up.
Chocolate.
Back it up.
Hey, just cast a check. And I'm about to blow it all on chocolate. Yeah, I'm about to blow it all on chocolate. Sweet tooth, baby, make that dollar stretch. Chocolate. 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 Chocolate.
You ever find yourself stuck in between a rock and a dark place, sleeping for a dream? I'm hard and I'm heartless. King without a queen. Got iceberg shorts for a bitch, not me. We ain't throwing rice, I'm just throwing D. And making music for the people that be feeling me. Feeling me.
All the Hennessy and Tito's, we go hard in the paint like a nigga making free throws. Free throws, free throws, free throws, free throws, free throws.
Now take another shot, consider it a gift. And ain't no designated driver, we can get a lift. Now gon' sip you some more sips while I buy up this drove slip. Blow this joint, get the glow stick.
Chocolate.
All I need is you to go ahead, back it up. All I need is you to go ahead, back it up. All I need is you to go ahead, back it up. Back it up, back it up, back it up, back it up. All I need is you to go ahead, back it up. All I need is you to go ahead, back it up. All I need is you to go ahead, back it up. Back it up, back it up, back it up, back it up.
Hey, just cast a check.
Hard, hard in the paint, hard, hard in the paint, hard.
Yeah, I'm about to blow it all on chocolate.
We go, we go, we go, we go, we go, we go. Hard in the paint, like it hard in the
chocolate.
In the paint, hard, hard in the
chocolate.
Hard in the paint, hard, hard in the
chocolate.
Go, we go, we go.
Chocolate. Hey, just cast a check. And I'm about to blow it all on chocolate. Yeah, I'm about to blow it all on chocolate. Sweet tooth, baby, make that dollar stretch. Chocolate.
Hey, it's been a minute since I last talked about Rob Zombie, huh? And how could this episode possibly include Rob Zombie? I mean, the dude always sounds like, well, like Rob Zombie. He has such a unique sound, especially with that voice of his, that if you're familiar with one song, you'd probably realize who it was anytime you hear any of his other songs. But I'm not saying all his stuff is the same. Yeah, it's easy to recognize, and he does mix things up quite a bit, though. If you want the most variety, I would recommend the album Venomous Rat Regeneration Vendor, but it was the follow-up, 2016's The Electric Warlock, Acid Witch, Satanic Orgy Celebration Dispenser, which has both the best title in music history and a song that sounds like it could be a Primus cover. And yeah, so this is the second time I've played the song on our show, and it's the second time I'm going to say that I cannot say the title of it.
Me get you back the prettiest, me get you back the prettiest, me get you back the prettiest, me get you back.
Each other with a steaming knife, screaming
almost 10 feet tall. He's spray painted to and bows all real in the rubber of a Berlin ball. So finally on last fateful day, they went out looking for Superman. I'm thinking I'm gonna get my 20 bucks and vacation in Japan. Look out!
2018, San Francisco spiritual cramp were a young up-and-coming punk band, and like many of their contemporaries, they weren't overly picky about their influences. Their debut album, Television, acted like, well, a television of sorts, flipping through channels, trying to find different sounds to see how they fit. Considering this is a band named after a song by Christian Death, you know that old-school goth and post-punk would be in the mix, but so was dub and second-wave ska, new wave, baggy Manchester-style folk punk, and just about everything in between that's made UK punk so iconic over the years. Even still, there was one song on Television that stood out even more than the rest. From the very first chord of I Feel Bad Being Me, you can practically hear the ghost of Joe Strummer egging them on. For all the bands in the world that are influenced by The Clash, I've never heard anybody do such a spot-on impersonation of them. This isn't London Calling, because it's straight out of California. This is Spiritual Cramp with I Feel Bad Being Me.
Oh,
can't possibly do Modest Mouse any justice here in what I say about them, because if I'm honest, I don't know a huge deal about them. I have liked most of what I've heard of theirs, I've just never really got into it enough to really get to know their stuff. What I do know is that typically they do sound like a very indie rock band. Fitting, really, seeing as they are one of the bigger and better indie rock bands. What you don't usually expect from them, however, is for them to go full new wave, post-punk, or more specifically, Talking Heads, which is exactly what they did with the song The Ground Walks with Time in a Box. It's great stuff, though.
let it never be said that perennial Red Hot Chili Peppers guitarist John Frusciante isn't dedicated to his craft. Over the years, he's proven to be a keen student of the game who doesn't hesitate to pay homage to his peculiar and disparate influences. As I often encourage people to do, let's turn to his album The Empyrean for an example. The record's first two tracks are pure self-fan service, one being a Tim Buckley cover, the other being a love letter to funk guitarist Eddie Hazel and his crowning achievement. Frusciante might call the song Before the Beginning, but you can't fool me. That's maggot brain, son. Indeed, this track is one giant, blatant reference to the iconic guitar solo, and it isn't afraid to do the whole 9 minutes either. In lesser hands, this could have been tacky or ham-fisted, but John has no trouble channeling the bittersweet passion of the original in his loving recreation. It's a beautifully executed tribute to one of the most powerful pieces of music ever put to wax.
With the whole idea of this episode, for some reason, one of the bands that jumped into my head was Weezer. I don't know why, I just had this feeling that there was something in there that they had done that sounded like somebody else. But I couldn't figure out what that was. What I did discover, though, was that, first of all, people should talk about Weezer more, and also the band Ozma, who, while they may have made their own sound in more recent years, their first two albums, especially the first, sounded a lot like Weezer. It's strange because you don't usually think of Weezer as being influential, but yeah, they totally are, inspiring a whole bunch of geek rockers like Ozma, the Ataris, Yellow Card, Panic at the Disco, and more. And you don't get much more geek rock than sounding like Weezer and doing a song called Natalie Portman.
There's nothing I can do. If I'm a proper Jewish boy, will her family love me? Can't stand to see her on the big stage. No, she's not thinking of me. Maybe she's alone. Maybe she's alone. What can I do? What can I do? There's nothing I can do. Maybe she'll be here. She has desires, but probably she don't. Maybe she's alone. Maybe she's alone. What can I do? What can I do? There's nothing I can do. There's nothing I can do. There's nothing I can do.
Okay, so this next entry feels like a little bit of a cheat, because it's Ween, and Ween are able to emulate any artist or style of music that suits them. It's a huge selling point for a group that is really hard to sell to people. Trust me on that. One minute it's sinister soft rock, then expletive-filled gonzo punk, then a prog-powered hippie jam, and that's just one album. But on the other hand, how could I not talk about Ween? They're the ultimate cosplayers. See? all of my previous examples. I'm rather fond of the band's 2003 album, Quebec, and it kicks off with a storming rocker by the name of It's Gonna Be a Long Night. And for the occasion, Ween have decided they want to do a little Motorhead cosplay. Why? Because they can, apparently, and nobody had the wherewithal to stop them. Does it sound even remotely like the rest of the album? Goodness no. But boy oh boy do I dig it. This is It's Gonna Be a Long Night. Listen to more Ween.
Thanks for listening to this Free FM podcast. If you want to hear more content like this, you can support Free FM via Patreon. Head to patreon.com/freefm89 to find out more.